Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, we got Curtis Houck from Newsbusters at the Media Research Center coming up after 5 o'clock, plus an audio cut of the day. We have a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. Jane will be here on the panel in the 3 o'clock hour. Former State Senator Jeff Smith, GOP consultant Greg Keller will be here. We'll all have the fun stuff in the 4 o'clock hour with Paul Hall, Cusimano with a preview of sports going into the weekend, and then we have some fun stuff planned for the 5 o'clock hour as well. So, you know, we've just come off this election cycle, and the government is back open, and AOC is thinking about running for Senate, of course.
I think what is so important for folks to understand is that this problem is bigger than one person, and it actually is bigger than the minority leader in the Senate. We have several Senate primaries this cycle. I know I'm being asked about New York.
And she's going to probably run. Charles Lipson is with us, professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. Not only is she going to win, but I mean, in all likelihood, she would win that. I don't see how she wouldn't. Don't you agree, Charles? How are you this afternoon?
Well, she would win the Democratic nomination, yeah. Whether she could beat a competent Republican, and there would be, I'm sure, Republican opposition. It's just hard to know. The Republicans' problem has been that they don't win nearly as many votes when Trump himself is not on the ballot, and of course he never will be again.
Well, I mean, there's the third term. Come on, Charles, you're not up to speed with that. Oh, I like when he messes with people on that.
But gosh, he knows how to troll, doesn't he?
Yes.
And those memes that have come out about Schumer and Jeffries in the Mexican hats, they were just hysterical.
I thought they were funny, too. I mean, if you have a sense of humor, I think you'd have to. But let's kind of look at where we are right now post-shutdown. To me, and we haven't spoken since this thing kind of got back open, obviously, officially yesterday, but they didn't get a thing. The Democrats got nothing. And now we also know that these same folks, including Dick Durbin, I guess, because he's not running for re-election, go to Chuck Schumer and say, you know, the Gang of Eight or whatever, hey, we're ready to do this. And they say this about a week into the shutdown. And he says, no, just kind of hold off on that. And in the end, he puts all these people through difficulty. We have the nation's air traffic control system a mess still. And it was all because of politics, which is, by the way, something we were pointing out for the whole shutdown as well.
You sure were. And the estimates are that we'll lose 1.4%. Almost 1.5% of GDP for the fourth quarter because of the shutdown. It's just inexcusable. See, Chuck Schumer's problem was obviously the left wing of his party, and that's where the activist base is, and that's where actually a lot of the money is, both small donations and big. But remember, there was a fiscal cliff once before, and they faced the CR, the continuing resolution, which would just keep the current budget in place for a few more weeks while they tried to work out something more long term. And he said yes, and he was just brutally attacked by the party. issue came up again, and he thought, okay, if I'm attacked for saying yes, why don't I try saying no? So he says no. The problem was it became increasingly clear that the Republicans wouldn't break. There was no chance that the Republicans would give in and the White House wouldn't give in to the demands. And the demands started out with a $1.5 trillion ask from the Democrats. And, of course, the Republicans weren't going to give in. And in the end, it became clear that this, if the Democrats didn't cave, this would just go on longer and longer. I had a proposal, if it hadn't been ended last week, which was that the FAA say that there's all sorts of problems with the air traffic controllers, and what we need to do is move all the air traffic controllers at Reagan National and Dulles and Baltimore to other airports so that they can cover the gaps.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we've got this.
That would have solved it in a week.
Well, I also think that at this point, hopefully we've got this thing under control. It's going to take a little time to catch up. But yep. That could have been. My wife's traveling tomorrow to Denver. I have a son coming in from Houston. I mean, these are the type of things. I think the eight people that finally said, we got to open this thing back up, they were panicked about that. And I'm not so sure
why. And the snap, I think there was lot of pressure on them around the snap. And there were these judges that just said, I feel that we ought to do it. They couldn't find any real constitutional basis to require this, so it was going to be overruled at higher levels. There are problems with the SNAP program, but there are lots and lots of people who are on it who need it. And if you cut that off, and you're the Democrats, you're just cutting right into the heart of your basic argument.
So when you look at, you know, a year from now and what's going to happen in the midterms and reading the tea leaves from a couple of weeks ago, to me, and I'm not an expert on this, but obviously the opposing party is typically favored in the midterms. So there's probably a pretty good chance, and we don't know what's going to happen with the economy, et cetera, that the Democrats might be able to retake the House in 2026. But to me, the Senate map, and you heard AOC refer to that, and there are races out there, the Senate map, I think, is quite favorable for Republicans next year. So we could very well have a situation where we have a Democrat-controlled House, a Republican Senate, a Republican in the White House.
Yes, that's exactly right. And the Senate is more important because the Senate is Senate approval is required for all appointments. So if you want to appoint a judge, if you want to appoint a cabinet secretary or a senior cabinet official, then you need to get Senate approval. You don't need to get House approval. For any legislation, you need both houses, and you often need a 60-vote majority in the Senate. There are some exceptions to that on financial bills, which is why the big, beautiful bill got passed. It wouldn't have been passed if it needed a 60-vote majority. So the problem with the blockage that we now see, and I think it's going to be symmetrical if Republicans would do the same were they in the position, is that we end up being ruled by executive orders. And executive orders by the President of the United States, assuming they're found, even if they're found constitutionally appropriate by the courts, nevertheless, it looks a lot like rule by a king. And so this is a problem, I must say.
Yeah, well, and then, you know, that you, sounds like you're alluding to that problem kind of leaking into 2028, right?
Well, 2028, I think, first of all, the Democrats don't have a party leader until 2028. And even then, if it's a moderate, do you expect that the far left of the party, they'll go along at least in a nominal way? They'll say, oh, we support this person, but they're going to be a problem. You know, Seattle looks like they've just elected somebody who's just as far left as Mondani,
if not more,
New York.
Right, I
know. And she says she's going to order grocery stores to stay open. That'll, of course, be found unconstitutional. But it's like, you know, you're electing kids just out of high school with a high school grade education about what they think they can do. And it's just not going to work.
It'll be, you know, obviously, we always do this. We fast forward, and we probably should be focusing on the now. But to me, it is going to be fascinating, because if I keep mentioning Rahm Emanuel as a guy who's out there trying to talk common sense to his party, and he's a guy that's not crazy, and he's very moderate, and he doesn't hate the police, et cetera. I cannot see someone like that popping through any of the clutter on the Democrats. I think it's much more likely that you get someone like Gavin Newsom or J.B. Pritzker or, you know, hell, even AOC or someone like that. And that's going to kind of be fun to see develop. Because to your point, I don't think that the far left will go along with someone like Rahm Emanuel. I think they'll take a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Dan, real quickly, if it's someone that's more moderate.
Absolutely. He was probably the last competent mayor we had in Chicago. Right now, Chicago is in the running along with Portland and Seattle and New York and several other places to just be among the worst run cities in the country. And it's just striking to me to see that there are still these justice so-called prosecutors who don't want anybody in jail, no matter what the crime. It seems to me that there's got to be political pushback on that. But you're absolutely right that if the economy turns down or continues to be sluggish for ordinary people, then the party in power always has trouble in the midterms, always has trouble in the general election. But that would be trouble for the Republicans in this case.
Charles Lipson. You can find his work at charleslipson.com. You have a great weekend, Charles. Great to hook up with you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.